Well, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of January the 5th, 2016. We'll start with the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Election of council officers. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. As council knows, Title IX, Section 7002E of the Delaware State Code requires the county government to elect the president and vice president of the council each year at its first regular meeting in January. At this time, I am seeking a motion from a member of council for the office of the president of county council.
I'll make that motion that we reappoint Mr. Michael Vincent.
Second.
To be president for another term for 1 year.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion?
Second.
Shall we take the vote? Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, he's done a great job. He works hard. One more year. Thank you, Michael.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think one more year he ought to figure out these rules, Robert's Rules of Order, and have it down pretty good. So we'll give him one more year.
Mr. Arlett.
I would concur. Good grief. Councilman Cole and Councilwoman Deaver, and truly excited to actually have the leadership continued, and that's going to be a great year.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Thank you, President Vincent.
You will, thank you.
I'll entertain a motion for the office of vice president.
I'll make that another motion. I'll motion that we put Sam Wilson back as vice president, and part of the charm of this is we don't have to change any stationery. We've saved a lot of money by doing this. But anyway, we put that back. We have Sam and Mike back in leadership position. So Sam Wilson as vice president, please.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Or Mr. Wilson to be vice president this coming year. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I hope he's back and ready to roll and glad to have him here. Yes, of course. Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I do have a quick question, as I think some people probably have a question as it relates to the vice presidency. In the event, Councilman Wilson is not able to be here, and President Vincent is not here, what is the legality of that process?
The by rules of procedure, the three elected councilmen who are here, being you, Mr. Cole, Mrs. Deaver, would select someone to chair that meeting.
So we're good to go.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That was the only question that we've had. Perfect. And therefore, I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Thank you. I'm glad I was asked. I'll take it.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, we have the council member appointments that was in our packet of the different committees that we serve on. I entertain a motion to approve that, if that's okay with the council.
As listed.
As listed. No.
Yes, I'll make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. To approve the council member appointments as listed in our packet. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the appointment of legal counsel. We had that in our packet also. which would be retaining the legal counsel we currently have in the same capacities that they serve. Anyone want to make a motion for that?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Move a motion, I should say.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to reappoint the legal counsel that we have currently in place today. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last is the adoption of our rules of procedure. That was also in our packet. It's the same rules we had last year. And then motion to approve those rules unless you want to do something different.
I'm fine with them.
Okay. Oh. Is that a motion? Motion?
Yeah, sure, I'll make it.
I'll second it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett, to adopt our rules of procedure as printed. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I would say yes, but I do have one comment, if I may,
sure.
Mr. President. And that would be, I will tell you, I've reread those, I guess it was over the weekend, and I apologize, being on that one committee, in there it says that I shall report back to the council findings of what we're doing on the airport committee. I've not really done that. I think I'm going to begin doing that.
You,
with your permission.
I would say you are not by yourself.
So
but we can, yes.
To follow those proper rules, I think we are. We shall, meaning is we must, correct?
Yep.
We must do so. So therefore, I just want to let you know that I will be doing that.
Hopefully, we'll all join you in doing ours.
Very good.
Great.
Mr. Wilson.
I second. I agree with
it. Okay. And I also vote yes. The rules of procedure are adopted. We had the minutes of December 15th. Any questions, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters thanking council for their assistance. The first is the food pantry at Wesley United Methodist Church, the Delaware SPCA, Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus Advisory Council, the Delaware Community Foundation, Delaware Lions Foundation, and Generations Home Care, Inc. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I received some of the from the West Side New Beginnings in West Rehoboth, and their letter references a Board of Adjustment hearing that's occurring right now. And as I read through this, there's some issues here that are probably I shouldn't be reading here because the hearing has been closed, but their main complaint was the way the procedure was handled. And Mr. Moore, they felt that that the applicant was given unlimited time, and then there was restraints put on the opposition. And that was their concern. They didn't feel that there was a fair shake. And I had a number of phone calls also referencing that. So this letter points out some of that, those issues, and I would maybe if you can make a copy and distribute it to everybody, they could read it and take it what they want. But they thought it was unfair, and I think we even do that sometimes. Applicants can go on and on and on, and then when we get up with the opposition, we say, well, don't repeat anything, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah, so we put restraints on them. So we may want to look at that, how we do it, and then maybe with the other Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustment thing, because I think there is some validity to this concern. So
right.
I will submit this into the record.
Okay.
I have one correspondence, Mr. President.
Yes,
and that is, we have constituents in the back room that have requested for me so the young boys and girls who have a full experience of this council, whereas they would love to be able to get moved a little bit further down on the agenda, just so they can, you know, have a full experience. I'm kind of kidding.
No problem doing that.
You mean they don't want to go back to school?
Oh, you think that could be the reason?
Oh, no, I'm sure not.
I'm thinking that was the correspondence, but I don't think we need to take any real action here.
No, we can certainly move them down the agenda. That's not too far. That's not a big deal. Any more public any comments from council? Any correspondence? Okay.
Mr. Cole, I agree with you totally, what you said about how we treat people sometimes.
Folks, I knew I paid off for me to go visit Sam while he was in the hospital because he's starting the year off right. He's starting to agree with me. And it's going to be a good. It's going to be a good year.
A good year.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. That support.
Well, you're right, George. I have to agree with you.
Mr. Guy, would you check for public comments, please?
Sure. I'm sorry.
Paul Rieger.
We wouldn't, New Year wouldn't be started right unless you came up, Paul.
Happy New Year, Mr. Wilson. Glad to see you. First thing I'd like to speak about is with the bonuses that was done before the last meeting at the luncheon, or however the luncheon went for that bonuses. The employees, they deserve bonuses. That's fine. My question is did the county council receive the bonuses? Any other elected officials receive it? I don't agree with the county council when you are running for election, you are told what your salary is. That should be it. I don't believe the county council should receive the bonus. I don't believe some of these other offices should receive the bonuses. Second thing is on that is basically if it was $375,000 plus 7.5%, I assume, Social Security or whatever tax, so it was $400,000+. And up until that point, there wasn't a peep about the county spending that amount of money. before. You do $150,000+ in your grants, and it's a major project. We're coming in, announcing each one's. Just do them. If they can spend that much, just keep it simple and do the grants. But for yous to get the bonuses, I don't agree with that. It doesn't make no sense. I apologize for that, especially with the meetings that were cut out. The second thing is everybody knows with me with planning and zoning, is what I'd like to is look at, and this is just going through the website, is with the planning board itself, with the five members, is what I realized looking at it, is we have two planning board members on District 5. When, if most of the building is done on the East Coast and there's more zoning and planning applications, which a majority come over there, wouldn't it be more wiser to have two planning board persons on that board in that district to look at the projects more? If that's, there should be two there versus two and five. It defies logic for how many are motioned in under Mrs. Stever's district for the amount of projects. You want that? That should be done. It does not make sense the way it is set up now. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
Don't look so ugly.
Happy New Year, Mr. Kramer.
Happy New Year yourself. Even if you don't deserve it.
Remember, there's children in the, there's children. Yeah,
that's right. There are children in the room.
I could really say something if it wasn't. Anyhow, my name is Dan Kramer. I got two items. These so-called nonprofits that you keep slamming so much money to, is there anybody making sure the money is being used for what they called for? And the next thing is, how much money are they actually using? Because just recently, and this has happened prior also, there was a big article about a nonprofit, only a few pennies, they were getting millions and millions of dollars, but only a few pennies were actually being used for the people for out here. They were all pocketing the money. So how many of these nonprofits are doing the same thing here in Delaware? And as far as I'm concerned, you better check them all out. The next question, that piece of garbage that you spent so much money on, every time you guys click on it, it still shows the old picture. When I go to do research, I get one picture from the county. Then you go to Google, guess what? Here's a building, and a building that'll never show on the county site. Why is we spend all this tons of money for this piece of garbage, and you haven't upgraded it to the new land stuff out there? Because there's buildings out there that never show up on the county website. If you don't believe it, hey, if she wants to come up here, I'll prove it to you. Because it's there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have a consent agenda, two agreements, wastewater agreement number 1017, Sussex County project number 81-04 for Schofield, West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 994, Sussex County project number 81-04, the woods at Arnell Creek, West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions or concerns about those? Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Wilson, I guess Mr. Arlett would like to have the proclamation done later on, which that shouldn't be an issue, I wouldn't think.
Well, before we make that decision, anyway, Mr. President, are we talking probably about a 10-minute differential?
Not long.
Okay.
Yeah,
Coach, you okay with that? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'll move to the County Administrator's Report for January 5th, 2016. Only one item. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion: Coastal Club Pump Station and Force Main, effective December 14th, and Lewis Crossing, otherwise known as Deep Valley Farm, Phase 4, effective December 16th, and Bishop's Landing, Phase 2, effective December 17th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings. Bank account resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bank account resolutions is if the officers change, and they did not change, so we can move on to item two.
Okay, item two.
Okay. The next item is the 2015 private activity bond volume CAC reassignment. We have received correspondence from the State of Delaware Department of Finance requesting that any unused portion of the county's annual private activity bond volume cap be reassigned to the state. The state's plans to allocate it to the State Housing Authority. Private activity bonds, also known as PABs, are tax-exempt bonds issued to the public entities to provide low-cost financing to private projects that serve a public purpose. Federal law imposes a number of restrictions and requirements on the issuance of PABs. These bonds are for private entities that have no impact on Sussex County government. Qualified purposes include exempt facilities such as non-government-owned airports, docks, water and sewer facilities, and solid waste facilities, qualified mortgage programs, and small-issue manufactured facilities. IRS requires state and local governments to serve as conduits for these tax-exempt bonds, as so they will be regulated properly. Typically, every year at this time, we reassign our unused portion to the state. Last year's executive order was in your packet to show that the county's allocation back to the state. At this council meeting, I am recommending that the county council reassign the 2015 unused private activity bond volume cap of $30,150,000 to the state. And our 2016 allocation is estimated to be slightly higher at $30,290,000. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council reassign the county's 2015 unused private activity bond volume cap of $30,150,000 to the state of Delaware.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
I do,
Mr. Arlett.
Mr. President. Because I don't fully understand the process or the mechanism. So it's not like $30 million is coming from the county coffers to the state of Delaware.
That's correct. So the federal government authorizes a certain amount of money coming from each state in that area to be used as tax exempt. The entities still have to go to a bank to get that money, but we could deem it as tax exempt. So there's no cash per se. This is just a dollar that could be tax exempt.
Okay. I just wanted that clarification.
Yes.
I think it's important. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility switchgear replacement. Our new county engineer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
I was hoping to be before you with an award. However, this much-needed project, which entails the original switchgear at the Inland Bay's, ran into some inconsistencies during the bidding process, which was started right before I arrived. Reviewing all the related documents, I felt it was in the best interest of the county to recommend a rejection of the bids and also seek your authorization to immediately revise the documents accordingly and rebid it. So having said that, it is needed, it is in the budget, it is funded, but there are some changes need to be made in order to protect our best interests. Okay. You see it, you probably see the inconsistencies in the bid schedule, and I have a recommended motion
for you.
You
have a motion, please read the motion, sir.
With the assistance of my cheaters, be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council reject all bids received on December 17, 2015 for Project 14-17 Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility switchgear replacement and authorize the Engineering Department to rebid the project.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
All I can say is thanks for looking over how our money's been spent. Thank you.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is the Cape and Lopin Food Basket is requesting funds to provide emergency food for those individuals and families in need in the Cape and Lopin area. In 2015, they served over 2,500 households representing about 7,000 people. Last grant received was $800, which was $500 from Ms. Deaver and $300 from Mr. Cole.
Would you agree to keep the same?
Yeah, let's with winner, let's do $500 each. I'll do $500 also. So
That'll be my motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to Cape and Lopin Food Basket for emergency food services, being $500 Mr. Cole's account and $500 Mrs. Deaver's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Orlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried.
And the next one is the Seaford Community Food Closet through St. John's Church. They are requesting funds to provide emergency food to families in need. In 2014, they served 1,839 people. All donations go directly to the purchase of food and supplies. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to the Seaford Community Food Closet for food service programs, being from my councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, yes, motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. The first is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 20,833 square feet, more or less, and that is in Mr. Vincent's district.
I'll introduce it.
The next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an expansion of conditional use number 1474 landscaping business to utilize a warehouse for the storage of wine to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.109 acres, more or less, in Ms. Deaver's district.
So Deaver introduces it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail auto sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 10.0 acres, more or less, in Mr. Arlett's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
And an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5,000 square feet, more or less, and that's in Mr. Cole's district.
Oh, I got the good one. Okay, yes, I'll introduce that one.
Yes. Mr. Cole introduces it.
And Mr. Vincent, that is all of the ordinances, but if I could just clarify one thing, Mr. Cole referenced a letter, and he asked at the end that it be placed in the record. I want to clarify that in no way is that letter going into the Board of Adjustment record.
Correct.
It is only our in our record here.
Correct. Thank you, sir. Any council member comments? Comments from council members. Okay. Yeah. Now then, let's go back. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
Let's do a proclamation for Mr. Arlett and very the good. State champion teams in the back of the room there.
Excellent. I have a proclamation which we will read and then invite the county council and members of the team to come forward for a photograph. A proclamation to honor the Indian River High School boys soccer team upon winning the 2015 D1AA Division II championship. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize Indian River High School boys soccer team for winning the D1AA Division II title as state champs for the 2015 season. The IRR High School boys soccer team capped an impressive season in beating Caravelle Academy by a score of 1-0 during the state championship game on Saturday, November 21st, ending with a 15-5 record. The IRR High School boys soccer team accomplishment is the second state title for the school soccer program in its 28-year history. And the boys soccer team played as a formidable opponent in facing squads from across Sussex County and throughout the state of Delaware and the Mid-Atlantic during the 2015 season, displaying cooperation, consistency, and character above all else. The Indian River High School boys soccer team's accomplishments is a source of tremendous pride for the Indian River School District, community, and all of Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Indian River High School boys soccer team upon winning the 2015 D1AA Division II championship title and proclaims Tuesday, January 5th, 2016, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Signed, Robert B. Arlett, Councilman. Congratulations.
Yay. Congratulations. Congratulations. Great job. You all need to raise up and come up front here. All of that here?
Of course. State champions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why not?
No, that's good. Yeah, no. Not a problem.
believe so.
Congratulations. I could send my son up there. He was a farmer. He was a farmer. He also was a farmer, what do they call it?
Farmer soccer player. That's right.
He's already a farmer too, so he can go for a stand. You got to shoot him.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. We need to get
Joe. You better get up closer to the front.
You and Rob both. Let them get down here. Then you can Rob and get up there. Come on down, guys. Come on, keep on coming, guys and girls.
They look taller than I thought when I see them sitting down.
Guys and girls, keep on coming. And coaches.
Yeah. Coaches, who's the captain?
I need some members of the team to squeeze.
Three of them?
Go to the back. Right. I need to kind of compress the shot here. I need three captains.
Three members.
One of us.
We need, where's Rob's?
Right up here.
Okay. We need to get Mrs. Deaver up there where you can see her.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere. Did you get everybody in, Chip? Squeeze in, guys. Squeeze in. Guys and girls, squeeze in. There you go, get that young man up there. We can see him. There you are.
Get up there, Josh. There you go, buddy.
There you go. Get in that picture, buddy.
They're not going to see me.
Yeah, no, Patty's right.
Neil,
though,
did you look at like that?
Okay. Who's first? Me.
Smile. Look at Chip.
All right, go ahead.
There you go. Over here, over there.
Cape is that?
Coastal.
Sorry. Second. Where is he?
Let's start. Let's see.
Everybody, look at the guy with the toy camera.
There we go. I thought you were getting a new one for Christmas.
Two, one more.
Don't break.
Oh. Here, coach, if you can come out just a little bit so I can see you right there.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're good. There we go. Anybody else need pictures?
We're good. All right, congrats, guys.
Congratulations. We're proud of you.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Clap, Robin. That's good clap.
And coach,
yeah, good job. Hard to clap it back here.
That's what I tell Robin. He did a good job.
Try to stretch it out as long as we could.
I was worried until they all moved to a coach.
You got in front of you, didn't you? Okay. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending litigation.
Okay, let's make that.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second. Mr. Cole.
Yep.
To go into executive session for pending litigation. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver. Cole.
Yes.
Draw that.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carries. We're now in executive session downstairs for.